From dirt roads and hitching posts to paved roads and parking spots, Macomb's Courthouse Square has been through a number of changes since the mid-1800s. Businesses have come and gone, offering different goods and services as times changed. And more changes are on the way with the coming of the Downtown Revitalization Project. Tri-State's Public Radio's Chris Lovingood takes a look at the Courthouse Square's past, present, and future in the three-part series, Bringing Back Business. He starts with a look back at what the square once was.
We're here on the sixth floor of Mall Pass Library at Western Illinois University. The archives are just a short walk away from the elevator. Inside, there are binders laid out on a table. Each binder has photos of Macomb's past dating back to the mid to late 1800s. In the binder labeled Southeast, there are workers outside of a business that has the sign F.J. Hoffman Harness. On the back of the photo, it says, "Laying first brick pavement on Randolph Street, just off southeast corner of the square."
These photos will have been taken in there's no doubt about it, in the first half of the 1920s.
That's Kathy Nichols. She's a senior library specialist in the archives. Nichols is able to paint a picture of what the square looked like during the 1800s and early 1900s.
Something we discovered was, we always thought, oh, well, we had wooden buildings and then the brick ones that are there now. In most cases, wrong. We had the wooden buildings, and then we had brick ones, but a lot of those brick ones were replaced by the brick ones that are there now. So we actually have had pretty much three generations of buildings.
Nichols has lived in Macomb since she was an infant. She starts to reflect on what the square looked like when she was young.
I remember we've got a photo actually on the north, taken of the north side of the square looking down the sidewalk, where Mid-America Bank was. At that time it was Newberry's, a dime store. I don't imagine you know what a dime store was. It was a sort of Walmart or Kmart. They were chain stores. And the sidewalk is just full of people.
Nichols smiles as she flips through the old photos. She says she enjoys looking through the history, and it makes her proud to see where the downtown is today.
I'm happy with that. We've made a tremendous amount of progress, and where we are now is a step toward yet better things.
Some of the older photos in the album show people traveling on horses. More recent photos show automobiles from 2010. Much like Nichols, 5th Ward Alderman Dave Dorsett has also been in Macomb for quite a while, 57 years to be exact. He runs the wine cellars located on the southeast edge of the square. Dorsett steps from behind his counter and walks to Taylor's Hall for events, the building attached to his store. He strokes his goatee as he recalls a very different Macomb way back when.
When I was young, it was the center of all retail trade. Shops were open late on Friday nights. There were carloads of people down here. But there has also been a significant change in the shopping habits and purchasing powers of the American people.
Dorsett says in the 80s, Macomb was on an economic downturn, much like the rest of America. He says despite the bad times, he has seen much improvement in the downtown.
The square is, I believe, at this time, as attractive as it's ever been.
Just a few blocks away from Wine Cellars is Macomb City Hall. In his first floor office, Mayor Mike Inman recalls his childhood growing up in Macomb. He remembers one shop in particular to this day.
In front of what is now Michael's Hair Designers in that block, there was a little popcorn stand, and it was a booth of sorts with the operator standing in one part of the booth and the mechanism being in another, and just the fun and excitement of going downtown and seeing that little, very small, not much bigger than two phone booths put together.
Inman says the downtown has evolved over the years as the business center of the community. He says he remembers how people used to fill the square on Fridays and Saturdays, going from shop to shop or attending a movie at the Illinois Theater, which is now the Forum. Inman sits up straight in his chair as he starts to leave his trip down memory lane. He starts to think about what Macomb's downtown offers now.
I think it's, again, our challenge to encourage retail development downtown. We've relied on the Chamber downtown to do that over the years. We need to continue to encourage them to do their best.
Within the last 10 to 15 years, big box retailers like JCPenney's, Maurice's, and Sears have moved from the square to locations closer to Walmart. The square has since become a restaurant and service-based center for Macomb. There are also a number of empty storefronts. Tomorrow, we'll hear what's being done to refill those buildings and bring business back to the downtown. I'm Chris Lovingood, Tri-States Public Radio News.